This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Put on the parka, grab the umbrella, and get the shovel. Winter is here.
Forecasters are predicting sub-zero temperatures, heavy snow, ice, and even tornadoes between Thursday and Saturday across much of the country, dipping down as far south as Florida. The weather adds uncertainty to what's expected to be a busy holiday travel season. AAA estimates that nearly 113 million people will travel at least 50 miles from home. That's 4% higher than last year. I'm Jennifer King.
Ukraine's President Zelensky will meet with President Biden today at the White House, and then he'll address Congress. The AP's Sagar Magani.
He will visit the White House and deliver an address on Capitol Hill, where lawmakers are set to vote on a spending bill that includes the highest amount of emergency aid to Ukraine yet, some $45 billion. Officials say the U.S. will also announce the transfer of a Patriot missile battery to Ukraine, which has been pleading for more advanced air defense systems amid rising Russian missile strikes.
The Trump administration may have disregarded an IRS requirement that mandates audits of a president's tax filings. The IRS only began to audit former President Trump's 2015 tax filings in 2019, more than 2 years into Donald Trump's presidency. That from a House committee. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
A report issued by the Democrat-controlled House Ways and Means Committee finds that required IRS audits of Donald Trump were delayed. Committee members voted along party lines Tuesday to also release tax filings of the former president, who broke political norms by refusing to release the information on his own.
Elon Musk says he'll resign as Twitter CEO as soon as he finds somebody foolish enough to take the job, as he puts it. A train hit a semi-truck in Tennessee. Two train employees were injured. This is AP News. Ambulance workers are on strike in Britain. The AP's Charles de Ledesma has this story.
Thousands of ambulance workers in Britain are staging a 24-hour strike, with unions and the government swapping accusations of blame for putting lives at risk. The government's telling people not to play contact sports, take unnecessary car trips, or get drunk in order to reduce their risk of needing an ambulance. Unions have pledged to respond to life-threatening calls, but officials say they can't guarantee everyone who needs an ambulance will get one. Healthcare staff are seeking big raises in the face of decades-high inflation, but the government's refusing to budge, saying double-digit public sector raises will drive inflation even higher. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Wall Street was in the green yesterday. The Dow rose 92 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.